Right.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Sussex's Ben Brown, well batted today, Ben. You sort of seem to be in a good trot of form with the bat.
Yeah, thanks very much. No, I was pleased to hit runs. Wicket's really good and obviously in the batsman's favour, but as you say, I've been in good form, pre-seasoned well, and then I guess in the last few weeks it's been a little frustrating waiting to bat. The boys are playing so well that I haven't been needed for a while. Didn't really get a chance at the Oval, but no, it's nice to get in here, and as I say, the wicket's good, so yeah, hopefully there's a lot of runs to be had.
You batted well at Leeds. Does that sort of give some confidence and you get a good score in the first match of the season?
Oh, absolutely. I think you take confidence out of that. But I think it starts before that, really. You know, scoring runs through the winter and then having a good pre-season here with Sussex. And then, you know, you go into the first game sort of expecting yourself to play well. And then, yeah, as you say, when you get a score in the first game, it does relax you a lot. And then hopefully it sets you up for the season.
And of course, in this game, not keeping wicket, you kept it the Oval, Matt Pryor kept it. Was that sort of a prior arrangement that you made, who was going to keep in what game?
Yeah, no, it was, yeah. I think Matt wants to keep a slightly closer test match, rest up before that, so I got to keep on the Oval, which was a lovely pitch to keep on, and he got Hove, which is low, slow and difficult to keep on, so that worked out well for me. But it's great to have Matt around and pick his brains about keeping and whatnot. No, it's been good.
And you seem to thoroughly enjoy yourself in the field, actually.
Yeah, I did. Novelty factor. It's a bit easier, actually. I don't have to get in so early to my keeping practice. And, it's good fun throwing yourself about and, you know, trying to create something in the field. Yeah, I love my keeping, but I guess having a week off has been a bit of fun.
How frustrating has it been with the track this week? Because, you know, 17 wickets falling in 3 days, you know, we're probably not going to get a result. Is that frustrating as a player?
Yeah, it can be. I think, as I say, the wickets really sort of beating the bowlers, really. I think both set of bowlers, I think, probably bowled pretty well on the pitch. That's why, like, run scoring's been sort of slow going, rather than neither team's been able to get away and therefore put pressure on to really set up a game. So obviously it is looking like a draw. You never know, but yeah, I think at the moment the surface has probably defeated the bowlers.
And in terms of looking ahead to the season, you've had a great start, and I guess looking to keep in all forms of cricket this summer.
Yeah, definitely. You know, hopefully I can transfer my early season form into the one day arena, which starts on Sunday. And I would like to score some runs in one day cricket. I think I've got a big part to play in the middle order there, so no, looking forward to it.
And tell us about your football, because I know you're a big Chelsea supporter. So.
Yeah, another final for the boys. Not quite the one we wanted, but we'll take it.
Well, I was just going to say, it would have been quite nice perhaps if Sussex's game over in Holland might have coincided with the Europa Cup final.
It did cross my mind, actually, but not to be. But yeah, looking forward to watching it on TV.
And final question, you know, final day tomorrow, how do you see it panning out?
I'm not sure. I think we've got to bat well in the morning, see if we can bat past them. It's unlikely. If we can get far enough ahead, you never know. You know, you put a bit of pressure on early wickets, things like that. We have to believe we can force a result. At the very least, if we believe that, we get the best out of ourselves, which is good preparation for the next game.
Very well, terrific knock today. Well played.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.